I'm going to tell you a story tonight about a boy whose name was Bambi. Bambi lived in the country of Africa. Bambi had a father who was a soldier in his village, and he hoped his boy would grow up to be a soldier too. And as Bambi was growing older, it seemed as though his body wasn't functioning quite like a young person's body should. He seemed to be more weak, and he needed more sleep, and he wasn't that kind of strong, healthy young man that his father thought he should be. Mother was very concerned. Daddy thought maybe he was just being lazy. But obviously, Bambi was not well. In this village where they lived, they had a village chief. The village chief had the authority in his village, like the mayors do in our town. I suppose Strasbourg has a mayor, East Petersburg has a mayor, and so he was like a mayor in the town. He was in control of what happened in this village. The mayor got sick, and so they called for the witch doctor. Now, the witch doctor was not a doctor like we have in our areas here. We go to a medical doctor, and they have a stethoscope, and they listen to our heart, and they try to do all kinds of tests to see if we're well. And so there was no doctor like that there. They had a witch doctor, and the witch doctor did really strange things. So the witch doctor was called to come and see what is the problem with the mayor, with the man who was the village chief. And he looked him over. He examined him. He had a bare chest. He had no shirt on. His chest was bare. And the witch doctor began to get something out of a bag. It was a runny sort of thing. And it was like a paint. And he started painting over this man's stomach. And after he painted, he got some teeth out. It was a string of teeth. And he put these teeth around the neck of the witch doctor, of the village mayor. They put this chain around his neck. And then he put some other things on him, and after he had him all decorated up, then he started dancing and making a lot of noise. Now, I'm sure all of us have been sick at some time, haven't we? And when we're sick, it might be a headache, we might have fever, anything can be wrong with us. But one thing I don't like when I'm not feeling well, I don't like a lot of noise. I don't like a lot of people talking and making noise. I like it more quiet. But the witch doctor started dancing and making all kinds of movements and shouting, and it had to make the witch doctor worse. And he discovered that with all of the things that he was doing, the mayor wasn't getting any better. He just seemed to be getting worse. And finally, after he didn't seem to be making any headway in helping the mayor to get well, the witch doctor said, "There's an evil spirit in our village. We must find the evil spirit. This man will not get well until we get rid of the evil spirit that's in our village." And so people started whispering, "What is the evil spirit? Who is the evil spirit? Where is the evil spirit?" And all of a sudden, somebody said, "It's Bambi." Say it. Say it's Bambi. It's Bambi. And you pick it up. Come on. It's Bambi. It's Bambi. Everybody, come on. It's Bambi. It's Bambi. It's Bambi. Well, Bambi had been hiding in the darkness. It was night, and all of this was taking place by a large fire that was in the village. And Bambi, when they heard him saying, "It's Bambi. It's Bambi," this frightened Bambi very much, and Bambi decided he's going to run away and get lost. He wasn't going to be there because he knew that if they found him, they would probably kill him, and he didn't want to die. And so Bambi ran off into the forest. He went way deep into the forest. He didn't even know where he was. He had better eyes than what I do and what most of us do here. He could seemingly see through the darkness, but he went deeper and deeper into the forest and trying to get lost so that nobody could find him. Finally, he got so tired, he was hungry, he was thirsty, he decided he's just going to lay down and take a little nap. It was nighttime anyway, it was the right time to sleep, but because of his sickness or whatever it was that he had, he just decided he's going to rest. So he lay down and he went to sleep. He wasn't sleeping very long when all of a sudden he heard something rustling in the leaves and the twigs that were on the ground. And he listened. It seemed as though whatever it was coming closer to him. And he was peering through the darkness to see what it was that was coming. Suddenly he saw two bright eyes, and they were coming toward him, getting closer and closer. And now he knew that it was a wild animal that was coming right for him. And he thought inside, if I was in the village, they were going to catch me and I would die. Now I'm out here in the forest, and I guess I'm going to die by this animal. And so Bambi laid very, very still, real still. And finally the animal came closer and closer and closer. And tomorrow night we'll find out what happens to Bambi. The story I am telling you is about a little fellow whose name was called out Bambi. And Bambi lived in the country of what country? Africa, right, good. Who said that? You did. How old are you? You're 5 years old, and you remember that. Oh, you're 4 years old. Beg your pardon. That's even better yet. Yeah. Okay. Bambi lived in Africa, and Bambi, in this village where he lived, there was a chief who was ill, and I said the chief was like the mayor of a town, the man who controls the village, and this man was sick, and they called what kind of a person to come make him well? A witch doctor, exactly. They called a witch doctor to come and see if the witch doctor could make him well. And the witch doctor tried all kinds of things to make him well, and he wasn't getting well. He was making a lot of noise, which I think would have made the witch to made the man that was sick feel even worse. But finally he said, witch doctor, not get well because there's an evil spirit in the village. We must find the evil spirit and get rid of the evil spirit. Then the chief will get well. And everybody was questioning, where is the evil spirit? Who is the evil spirit? How are we to find this evil spirit? And all of a sudden, someone said softly the name?
Bambi.
Bambi. And when this person said Bambi, it spread right on through the village. Bambi, Bambi, Bambi. Everybody was saying Bambi. And when Bambi heard that he was believed to be the person that had the evil spirit, he decided he better leave the community very quickly. It was dark. They were meeting around a large fire. But Bambi went out into the forest by himself and went way deep into the forest. And finally, because he was weakened, he wasn't a well boy, he lay down and decided he was going to get a little nap. And as he's laying down, what happened? Oh, he saw these beady eyes coming toward him. And what did Bambi do?
Played
like he was dead? Do you know the story? Okay. Yes, he made believe he was dead. He had always heard that if you don't do evil towards something, maybe that something will do good toward you. And so he decided he was going to just lay there and kind of play dead and hope this animal would come. And sure enough, this animal which was coming came closer and closer and finally put his head on him and started nudging him. And I'm sure if I had been Bambi, that would have made my heart stop beating. But Bambi just lay there, and finally the animal went off into the forest and left him there by himself. And he was so glad. He was really glad because he had said in the village they wanted to find me and kill me. And they didn't. And now an animal came, and the animal didn't kill me. So he said, I guess I'll be able to see another day. The next morning he awakened. He tried to find something that he could eat. He found some berries, and he'd always been taught which berries were good and which berries were not. And he found some little berries he was able to eat, but not enough for a hungry little guy to get all the strength he needed. But he ate the berries and kept on moving more deeply into the forest. As he was moving through the forest and had gone through the forest for many hours, he suddenly came to an opening that he saw up ahead in the woods. No trees were there. And when he saw that opening, he looked and he was so surprised because he saw people up in that opening. And Bambi didn't know there were any other people in the world but just his village. He only knew about his village. He didn't know of a bigger world. He didn't know about oceans. He didn't know about people living across the ocean. He knew nothing about other people. And he was so surprised to see these people there. And they were people just like him. All of them had dark skin. He saw children up in the village playing. He saw ladies that looked like they were doing cooking, getting a meal ready for their family. He saw men walking around. And he just stood there and watched. Who are these people? And as he was standing there waiting, watching, suddenly he saw a lady coming down the roadway, past where the people were. She had a large container in her hand, like she was going to gather something out of the woods. And she came walking closer and closer to where Bambi was. And Bambi just stood there. And when the lady got very close, all of a sudden, Bambi said, "Hello." He didn't know whether this lady would know his language or not, but he said, "Hello." And when Bambi said hello, it scared the lady. She dropped her pan and said, "Hey, everybody come, there's an evil spirit here." And Bambi felt, now what's going to happen? The men who were in the village had swords, and men came running toward him with their swords. People gathered very quickly, but as they were gathering, all of a sudden, there was a person coming toward him like he had never seen before. Here was an individual coming, and this person had white skin, white face, white hands. Everything about him was white. He had never seen anything that looked so strange and so different as a white person. And as the men were running toward Bambi, ready to take hold of him, this person with the white skin all of a sudden, "Stop, everybody!" And everybody stopped. And this white person came walking toward Bambi. And finally, he got up to where Bambi was, and he said, "Hello. What is your name?" And Bambi said, "I'm Bambi." He said, "I'm a doctor. I come from a country called America. It's across a big body of water. And I came over here to help people in this country get well who are sick. And I can see that you're not well. And so I would like to help make you well." And with that, he picked up Bambi and started carrying up through where all the people were. And they went up through the village. And finally they came to a nice building. A building such as he had never seen. This was a concrete building. And they went in there. And here there were a number of rooms. And the doctor told him, "This is a hospital." And he said, "In this hospital, we bring people here and help make them well." But he said, "We not only bring them here to make them well, we also tell them about a very interesting person, a man whose name is Jesus." And he said, "So while you're here, I'm going to help to make you well, and I'm also going to tell you about a man who is called Jesus." Bambi was in this hospital for a number of days. He was beginning to get well. And the doctor told him, "You do not have an evil spirit. You never did have an evil spirit. Your problem is you have leprosy. And people with leprosy sometimes lose fingers. Sometimes they lose toes. They drop off. But they're very sick people. And eventually they die." But the doctor had some medication that began making Bambi feel better. And one day he came into the hospital room and he said, "Bambi, I've got a surprise for you tomorrow." And Bambi said, "What is it, doctor?" "Oh," the doctor said, "you're going to have to wait till tomorrow, and so are you. And we'll find out what the doctor is going to bring as a surprise." All right, we're talking about a boy in our story whose name is called out
Bambi.
Bambi comes from what country? Africa. And Bambi wasn't feeling well, and they found out that it was not an evil spirit that he had, but he had a disease called
leprosy.
Good. Who said that? Nice and loud, I heard it come through. Back here, good for you. You get an A tonight. He had leprosy. And because the people in his village were going to want to kill him and get rid of him because they thought he had an evil spirit, he ran off into the forest, and that night When he was so tired, he lay down to sleep, and an animal came, and he was out in the darkness all by himself. And you know, last night I had a senior moment. You know what a senior moment is? It's when you forget something. And I forgot something. I didn't remember what the animal was. I knew it wasn't a lion. I knew it wasn't a tiger. And I couldn't think what it was, so I just said an animal came. And then some of the big people came last night and said, "What was that animal?" Then I had to be embarrassed because I didn't know. Well, it came to my wife, and she said, "It was a leopard." I said, "Yes, it was a leopard. Of course it was." But the leopard just came and nudged him, smelled him, and then went off into the forest, and he wasn't attacked by that animal. And he was so glad. The next day he got up, walked further into the forest, and he came upon a clearing. And at this clearing, he saw people that he didn't know existed. He thought only the people in his village were the people living. And now he found that there were people beyond his village, in another village. And right away, when a lady came down into the forest and had a large pan, appeared to be ready to cut something out of the woods in order to probably feed her family, he stepped out from behind the tree and said hello. And when he said hello, it scared the lady really bad. And she yelled, "Help! There's an evil spirit here!" And the men of the village came running with their spears, getting ready to take hold of this evil spirit. But there was a strange kind of man there. What was different about him? Yes. He was white, and all the other people had dark skin. He was a white man, and he had never seen an individual like this. And he was so surprised, and the white man said, "Stop, everybody!" And everybody stopped. He seemed to be able to control these people. The soldiers didn't come any further. Men of the village didn't come toward him. And this man came up, and he talked to Bambi. He was able to talk his language. And when he talked to him, he said, "I can see that you're not well, and that you're going to need some help." And he said, "I'm a doctor, and I came from the country of America, and I came over here to help people who are not well to be healed. And I also tell them about a friend of mine." And so he picked up Bambi in his arms, and he walked back through the village. Everybody stood aside. He took Bambi back into the village, and they came to a little hospital that they had built there, and he was placed in a room. And every day, the doctor would come in and talk to Bambi, and he would tell him about a man called Jesus. And he talked about Jesus in such a kind way, in such a loving way. Yes, that's right. Thank you for telling me that. Okay. And so this man would come in and tell this boy every day stories about Jesus. He told him how he opened eyes of blind people, how he made deaf people to hear, how he made lame people to walk. He just had so many stories about this man. And he also said that this man, Jesus, takes away the dirty things, the bad things that are in our hearts, and he makes our hearts clean. And after having heard this story a number of days, Bambi said to the doctor, "Doctor, this friend of yours called Jesus, would he take the naughty things out of my life? I've done naughty things." And the doctor said, "Oh, yes, he'd be glad to. How do I get Jesus to do this for me?" And so the doctor told him how he must ask Jesus to come into his heart, and that he would invite him to live there in his heart and to make him a different boy. And Bambi wanted to do that. And that day, Bambi gave his heart to Jesus. And he was so happy, just so very, very happy that Jesus came to live in his heart. Well, after being in this hospital room for quite a while, the doctor came in and said, "Bambi, tomorrow I've got a surprise for you." You like surprises?
Yeah.
Tell me something that you did or something that you got that was a surprise. Whatever happened in your life that was a surprise?
I had a birthday.
Okay, you had a birthday, and that was a surprise?
I did
too. You had a birthday also. That's good.
I
have a birthday too. You know how old I am?
Hey,
how old do you think I am? Yeah, I'm guessing you don't know. 85. Thank you. You may leave. You're way too high. Do I really look that old? Thank you. We'll have a special chat after the service is over. All right. No, I'm not 85. I'm 79. That sounds much younger, doesn't it? Okay. Well, the next day he came in. He wouldn't tell Bambi what the surprise was, but the next day he came in. He said, "Bambi, today you can leave this hospital room and go outside." Bambi had wanted to be outside, but he wasn't allowed to because the doctor was treating him and he couldn't go out. And so that day he got to go outside, and when he got outside, he found out there were a lot of boys and girls at this hospital. And after he was out there, he watched them playing games, running around. And then after a while, a nurse came out. And when the nurse came out, everybody stopped playing their game, and they all came and gathered and got in a straight line. And Bambi wondered, what is this going to be? What's this that they're going to do? And then the doctor came out, and the doctor and nurse were there at a table, and the first child came up, and he turned his arm, and the nurse took something that was laying on the table and went, bang. What was it? It was a shot. And got a shot. And every one of them came by and were getting an injection like this. And then there was a bigger boy that came, and Bambi thought, oh, he's not going to let them hurt. He could see this hurt, and he wasn't going to let them do it. But sure enough, the big boy came, and he got a shot too. And then this big boy came walking over to where Bambi was and said, hi, what is your name? He said, my name's Bambi. How long have you been here? Oh, I'm not sure, probably 2 weeks. He said, why did you let the doctor hurt you? Why did I let the doctor hurt me? Yeah, he did something into your arm and it looked like it hurt. Oh, he said, that's medicine. We get medicine. All of us who are here had leprosy. And the doctor came from America to help us get well. And we get these shots to help us get better. And so he said, that's just medicine we get in arm. He said, you'll start getting them too. Well, that made him feel better. Well, he introduced him to some of the other children, and Bambi soon got to playing around with them. And then it was some days later, the doctor said, I've got another surprise for you. And Bambi said, what is it this time, doctor? And the doctor said, tomorrow I'm going to let you go back to your village. Oh, no, doctor, I don't want to go back to my village. They wanted to kill me back there. Bambi, we are a hospital to make people well, and we do not keep people here, so you're going to have to go back to your village and live with your people again. And you're going to have to let them know that Jesus lives in your heart and that you're a different boy. Well, Bambi was very frightened about it. But the next day, the doctor fixed him a little bag and put a stick through that bag so he could carry it on his shoulder. And Bambi started on his way back. The doctor knew how to tell him to go through the woods and he'd arrive at his village. He got back to his village that day and he looked out at the people. He was afraid to go into the village. He was afraid to let them know he was home. He saw his mother, and that made tears come to his eyes. He hadn't seen mother in quite a while, and he just stood there. Do I go into the village, or don't I? Do I go into the village, or don't I? All of a sudden, a dog in the village knew somebody was out there, and the dog started ruff, ruff, and making a lot of barking noise, and the people looked. And tomorrow night, we'll find out what happens. Bambi last evening now was well, and he was going to leave the hospital where the missionary doctor was. And the missionary doctor had told him a lot about Jesus. And Bambi said, do you think Jesus would live in my heart? And the missionary doctor said, oh, yes, he would love to. And so Bambi invited Jesus to live in his heart. And that made him even more well than what he was before. His leprosy was gone. His doctor had been able to help him get well from that. And now the doctor said, you need to go back to your people in the village and tell the people what you have learned here. Bambi was very fearful about going home because he knew they tried to kill him before he left, and he didn't know what they would do when he came back. But finally, he made that long walk through the woods, and he came to the edge of the woods and was looking into the village. He saw the people moving about, children playing, and then all of a sudden he saw his mother. And when he saw his mother, he began to cry. He was so happy to see her. He hadn't seen her in a long time. But he still didn't know, should I go into the village or should I not? And finally, a dog began to bark. And the dog made a lot of noise. And the people wondered, why is the dog barking? And they looked out. And finally, somebody spied Bambi. So Bambi began walking toward the village. His mother was the first to meet him and gave him a big hug. I'm so glad you're back, Bambi. Where have you been? And others began gathering around Bambi. And Bambi started telling them, when I left here, You thought I had an evil spirit. I didn't have an evil spirit. I had leprosy. It was a sickness in my body. And I met a doctor from across the ocean in a country called America. And that doctor gave me some medicine, and he helped to make me well. And so today, he is a well individual. Well, the people wanted to know what he had learned while he was away. And Bambi said, I met a man called Jesus. And Jesus came and lived in my heart. He took all the naughty things out of my life, and he's made me a good boy. And he said, I was so glad to meet Jesus. Well, the people wanted to hear more about Bambi and his meeting of Jesus. And so every day he was telling the people who would come to him about the Jesus that he learned to know at the missionaries' hospital. There was a friend of his by the name of Mobutu. And Mobutu said to Bambi, do you think that Jesus that you have in your heart would come and live in my heart? And Bambi said, oh, yes, Mobutu, he would love to live in your heart. And so she invited Jesus to live in her heart too. Now he had a friend who was a believer in Jesus, just like he was. His mother came to know Jesus. Other people in the village did. Well, Mobutu's daddy was not very happy about his daughter learning about Jesus. She had a Bible that Bambi brought along home, and she was reading this Bible. And he didn't want her to have the Bible, so she hid it under a log. And early in the morning, she would get up. She'd go to where there was a tree. She'd get the Bible out, climb up in the tree, and she'd sit there in the tree and read her Bible. And then she would talk to this Jesus that had become her friend. One day, after she had finished reading her Bible, she came down out of the tree, put her Bible under the log, and then decided before she would go back to the house, she would get a bath. She went down to the river that was right close by, and began to bathe herself. And one of the things she loved to do, she liked to cup her hands and then throw the water in her face and let it come trickling down her body. It felt so good. And she would do that over and over again. As she was doing this today, she decided, I'm going to do it just one more time. And she took a handful of water, threw it up over her body, but what she hadn't seen was there was a crocodile creeping closer and closer to the edge where she was taking her bath. And when she reached down and came up, the crocodile jumped and grabbed Mobutu and drug her into the water as she yelled, help! Help! The men of the village came running very quickly, and they were able to rescue her. But Mobutu was very hurt because the crocodile had bitten into her. And so she was lying there in the ground, looking as though maybe she wasn't even alive. And right away someone said, get the witch doctor, quick. And so the witch doctor was called, and he came, and he began to do things to her that just were just not like a doctor should do at all. And Mobutu just wasn't getting well. And the witch doctor was very unhappy that he wasn't getting her well. Witch doctor said, we must all pray to our God. Everybody come here and pray to our God. And so somebody went out in the village, told the people to come, that they had to have a prayer time to this God, which they did not know was not a real God. And so the people came, and Mobutu still didn't get well. Witch doctor said, not everybody's here. Everybody must come pray to our God. And then Mobutu's daddy said, not everybody will come. Some people believe in a Jesus God now, and they won't come. If people don't come, Mobutu die. You want Mobutu die? Then go get the people. Tell them all they must come. And so Mobutu's daddy went out again, and the people wouldn't come. They said, no, we're not going to pray to our God. That isn't a true God. That's just a make-believe God. We're not going to pray to that God. And so Mobutu's daddy was very disappointed. He was about to go back when all of a sudden someone said, look! And everybody looked, and here coming down a path was the white doctor coming to visit the village to see how Bambi was, see how Bambi was getting along. And so when he came, he said, what is the problem? And he said, the people said, Mobutu has been bitten by a crocodile, and she looks like she's going to die, and they want us to pray to the god of the village, but we don't want to go. He said, take me to where she is. And so Mobutu, lying there in the ground, had the doctor come. And when he got there, he told the witch doctor, "Stand back." And then this man opened up his little black bag, and he took something out and gave Mobutu a shot. And after a while, she started to wiggle a little bit. Then her eyes opened, and she said, "Doctor, I prayed that you would come, and you came. Oh, I'm so glad you came." That made the witch doctor very angry that she opened her eyes for the white doctor, but she wouldn't open her eyes for him. Well, Mobutu got well, and the people were able to realize that she got well because Jesus had a power like we sang about tonight. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. And so more people became to believers in Jesus, and one day the witch doctor came and he called all the people together in the village. He said, "I, witch doctor, I do not have that God, Jesus. I don't know him, but I want to know him. And I want to give all my things that I've been using to try and make people well, I want to give them to the Jesus doctor." And so he brought all his things there. They had a big fire and burned these things. And the witch doctor, along with Mobutu's daddy and others in the village, became believers in Jesus, and a church came about in that little village, all because Mobutu was faithful in talking to others about his friend Jesus. That's my story. Did you like it?
Yeah,
that was a beautiful story. I like the story of Bambi, and I'm glad that Bambi learned to know Jesus, and I'm glad that you are learning to know Jesus.